Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. At a World Economic Forum event, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella said the company plans to incorporate AI tools like ChatGPT into all of its products, as well as making them available as platforms for businesses to build on through Azure services. Nadella also said Microsoft plans to quickly commercialize tools available from OpenAI. Getty Images announced it commenced legal proceedings in the High Court of Justice in London against Stability AI, the creators of the text-to-image engine Stable Diffusion, over copyright violations. Getty says Stability AI's use of its intellectual property wasn't covered by the UK's fair dealings rules or the US's fair use doctrine. Unlike some other AI image tools, Stability AI uses an open-source dataset, so anyone can see what images are used in it. Apple announced updated MacBook Pros and Mac Minis. The 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros now come with M2 Pro and Max chip options. The Pro offers 10 or 12 CPU cores and up to 19 GPU cores. The M2 Max offers 12 CPU cores and up to 38 GPU cores. CPU performance is 20% faster than the M1 Pro and Max, respectively. The M2 Max supports up to 96 gigabytes of unified memory. Both support Wi-Fi 6E and include HDMI 2.1 ports with support for an external 8K display. The 14-inch starts at $1,999, the 16-inch at $2,499. The Mac Mini now comes with the M2 chip and can be optioned up to an M2 Pro. I/O on the standard M2 Mini is the same as the last gen. The M2 Pro model adds two additional Thunderbolt 4 ports for a total of four. The base M2 Mini starts at $599. The M2 Pro model starts at $1,299. All of these models ship on January 24th. UK Culture Secretary Michelle Donnellan agreed to changes in the online safety bill that would make senior managers at tech platforms criminally liable for failure to protect minors from harm. It's expected managers could face a maximum sentence of 2 years in jail. The bill previously only applied criminal sanctions to company directors that refused to cooperate with regulatory investigations into treatment of minors. Security researcher David Pataki discovered that a motherboard firmware update from MSI changed the default setting for secure boot, which allows for booting untrusted OS images or images with detected security violations. The issue seems to be a change in the image execution policy is now set to always execute by default. The firmware with the change rolled out on January 18, 2022, impacting over 290 motherboard models across Intel and AMD CPUs. Pataki claims he contacted MSI on the issue, but never received a response. Netflix rolled out a new UI for its iOS app. It features large card graphics for new movies and series that move with a parallax effect when you move the phone. It updated the What's New tab to show recommended content as well. It also makes it easier to filter content by category and switch user profiles. The Israeli startup AI21 Labs released a new assistive writing tool called WordTune Spices, designed to change the style or enforce points of already written text rather than generate text from a prompt like ChatGPT. As part of this, WordTune Spices will offer statistics from web-based sources to strengthen arguments, as well as providing citations with links back to original sources. Samsung announced the ISOCELL HP2 smartphone image sensor, offering 200 megapixels that can be pixel binned to 50 or 12.5 megapixel outputs. It can also shoot up to 8K video at 30 frames per second. No word on what device will use it first, but Samsung does have an Unpacked event scheduled for February 1st, with the announcement of the Galaxy S23 line expected. And finally, 9to5 Google passed on a report from Android developer Kuba Wojciechowski, who found references to a location tracker under development by Google by its Nest team, internally referred to as Grogu. This would support Bluetooth low energy tracking, as well as ultra-wideband modules found on recent Pixel devices. No word on any release timeframe. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.